Hey, my name is William Katz, and I am the next guest on Screen and Beyond.
On Screen and Beyond, an inside look into the entertainment world featuring interviews with people from the movie, TV, and music industry, news on upcoming TV and DVD releases, and the rumor mill. And now, here's the host of On Screen and Beyond, Brian Zemrak.
Are you ready? It is time for another edition of On Screen and Beyond. This is episode 561. I am your host, Brian Zemrak, and this is the show that keeps you updated on what's coming your way as far as upcoming new movies, remakes, sequels, and TV and movie DVD releases, as well as our interview segment with a guest from the movie, TV, or music industry. This week on Screen and Beyond, we have the greatest American hero joining us. William Katz is going to be joining us, and he, of course, was in the show. He was the star of The Greatest American Hero, and he was also in Carrie. He was in House. He was in all sorts of different things and movies and TV shows and everything, comic books and everything. And we're going to be talking to him about his new movie. It's out on August 17th. It's called Overrun. We'll find out more about that coming up in a few minutes with William Katz right here on Screen and Beyond. And I want to remind you that we've got all sorts of things coming your way. Every day we are uploading more and more of our old episodes for you to enjoy. And we also want you to follow us on Instagram, also on Twitter. And we will still work on the Facebook thing that we've always had trouble with. So we'll get that fixed sooner or later. I just haven't had time. But anyways, check us out on those formats. And also, you can catch us on all the different podcast providers all over, and you can get us on Apple, of course. If you are on Apple, please leave a little five-star review. Would be nice. That would be great, and also it'll help more people find out about On Screen and Beyond. Not that we haven't been here for, 14 years now, but and we have a lot of great guests, over 560 interviews with people, and we've got another one coming up in a few minutes right here on Screen and Beyond, so get ready for that. But right now, it's time for Remake Madness right here on Screen and Beyond.
Hang up and try again.
Remake Madness, well, a new Fletch film is in the works. It is filming currently. Originally, it starred Chevy Chase, of course, as Fletch in the 1980s, but Fletch is now being played by John Hamm in the remake. And a remake of the Exorcist trilogy is in the works over at Universal. The reboot will star Leslie Odom Jr. and Ellen Burstyn. And a new Haunted Mansion movie is in the works at Disney. Last time, Eddie Murphy starred in it. This time, Tiffany Haddish is in talks to star in it. We'll keep you informed as far as when that either happens or doesn't happen. And also, filming for the remake will be starting in the fall, so they're going to have to get going on that one. That's it for Remake Madness. Coming up next on Screen and Beyond, what do you say we find out what's coming your way as far as upcoming new movies? Upcoming new movies, well, you can look for Keri Russell's to star in a film called Antlers. It's coming out on October 29th, and the horror film is produced by Guillermo del Toro. And Will Smith is making another direct-to-Netflix film. This one is called Fast and Loose, and it's an action thriller. And Kira Sedgwick, well, she's going to be directing Space Oddity. It's about a man who gives up on Earth and decides to leave it behind on a one-way mission to Mars. Then he falls in love with a woman and must choose what he's going to do. Kevin Bacon has also joined the cast now. And that's it for upcoming new movies. Next on Screen and Beyond, it's time for Sequel City. Find out what's coming your way as far as sequels. Sequels. It looks like Halloween Kills, starring Jamie Lee Curtis, comes our way on October 15th this year. And this one picks up where the last one ended just moments later. Jennifer Garner will team up once again with Netflix to make a sequel to Yesterday, and Garner will star and produce the film. And Disenchanted, the sequel to Enchanted, has wrapped filming, and you can look for it in 2022. On Disney Plus. And that's it for Sequel City. Coming up next on Screen and Beyond, what's coming your way as far as TV on DVD? TV on DVD, well, it looks like Time Life's The Soul of the Midnight Special lands on DVD on September 7th in a 10-disc set, in a musical performance-filled set. And The Flash, the 7th season, speeds on to Blu-ray and DVD on October 12th. And Chicago Fire, Season 9, drives on to DVD on August 24th. And that's it for TV on DVD. Coming up next on Screen and Beyond, Movies on DVD. Movies on DVD. It looks like Peter Rabbit 2, The Runaway, hops on to Blu-ray, DVD, 4K also on August 24th. In the Heights lands on Blu-ray, DVD, and 4K on August 31st. And Zack Snyder's Justice League arrives on September 7th on DVD, Blu-ray, and 4K. And that's it for Movies on DVD. Coming up next on Screen and Beyond, it's TV and Entertainment Time. TV and Entertainment Time. Well, it looks like Sci-Fi Channel is going into the zombie realm with a series called Day of the Dead. You can look for it later this year. And the Yellowstone prequel now has Sam Elliott, Tim McGraw, and Faith Hill in the cast. And sadly, it looks like since our last episode, Dusty Hill of ZZ Top has died at the age of 72. And Marky Post has passed away at the age of 70. Now, of course, Marky was a guest here at On Screen and Beyond a few years back, and we have reposted her interview for you to listen to and find out what a wonderful person she was. And that's it for TV and Entertainment Time. Coming up next on Screen and Beyond, we have William Catt joining us. He's going to be talking about his new movie, Overrun, and a whole lot more right here on Screen and Beyond. Our guest today on Screen and Beyond is an actor who we remember for many roles, including his early role as Tommy Ross in the original film version of Stephen King novel Carrie. He is also known for his roles as the Greatest American Hero and in the film House and the Perry Mason TV movies and so much more. His latest movie, Overrun, lands on Blu-ray and DVD on August 17th. It's William Catt. William, welcome to Screen and Beyond.
Hey, thanks. It's nice to be with you. I must admit, I'd never done an interview while I was driving, but so this is a unique experience.
Well, keep your eyes on the road, please.
I certainly am. I'm coming from doing another film. I just finished a film with Emil Hirsch and John Cusack in Arkansas, and I'm driving back to L.A., so I'm somewhere between Oklahoma City and Amarillo, Texas right now.
Wow. You got a long ride in your ahead of you.
Yeah.
Now, Bill, tell me about Overrun. Tell us a little bit about the film and what your part in the film was.
Overrun is a really cool action film. And had some great actors in it, Bruce Dern, Johnny Mesner, myself, and some other wonderful folks. It's great action. It's about a mercenary, retired mercenary, that gets dragged back into the thick of things when his sister is abducted, and he has to come in and save the day. And I played kind of a character that's a good guy, bad guy. Mm-hmm. Interesting character arc in his journey through the film.
Yeah. Does that play a lot in what kinds of roles that you take, what the character's about and how they develop through the movie?
Well, there's several reasons why an actor would take a film. One is simply for the money. If he needs it. Two is because it's going to a great location he wants to go to. Mm-hmm. Or, it could be the director. He wants to work with that director. And in this case, it was the third. I mean, the director is a very good friend of mine, Josh Tessier. I know a lot of his stunt guys whom I've worked with in the past. They are at the top of their game. A lot of them have worked on wonderful films like Tenet and the Marvel films. These are top flight stunt guys.
Wow.
And so Josh is a wonderful stunt coordinator and second unit director himself, and he's following in the likes of some of the other stunt coordinators that have become well-respected directors.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what he's doing. This is his first film. He's a good friend. I wanted to be a part of it if I could, and that's why I did this one. And it turned out to be terrific. Super fun action. Grab a Coke and a bowl of popcorn, and you're going to have a good time.
So you, I take
that was long-winded of me, wasn't it?
No, that's good. That's good. Have you seen the completed film?
Yes, I have.
Yeah. Do you like seeing yourself on camera? Or I know some people I've talked with say that they don't like to see themselves.
No. I don't. I usually fast forward through all the parts that I'm in.
How long a shoot was it for you?
It was right around 3 weeks. They had a couple days of reshoots, which every film does typically. But it was 3 weeks for my part.
Mm-hmm.
And all shot in Los Angeles, all on location. We didn't really have any sets. We didn't work on stage. They may have, but not on the days that I worked.
Yeah. So now you mentioned a stuntman and things like that, and I take it that through your history, you've had to work with stuntmen, because like I would presume on The Greatest American Hero that there were some things that you had to have somebody take over for you. Is that correct?
Oh my gosh! Oh, all the time. You know, as a younger man, I mean, I loved doing as many stunts as I could, and I spent a lot of times dangling off of helicopters, for sure, and running on tops of trains and doing stair falls and things like that. But that all stopped for me in 1986, 87. I was doing a film in Africa, and my ego got the best of me, and I thought I could roll off the back of a Jeep while it was moving along at a pretty good clip and not get hurt. And I ended up fracturing my hip,
ooh,
costing the production a week of shutdown. And it was a friend of mine producing. And I cost him some money. And I promised I'd never do that again. So I haven't done it since then.
Wow. Yeah. Now, when you were doing Greatest American Hero, did you often did quite some of your minor, when I say minor, I shouldn't say minor because it sounds like, it was nothing, but I'm sure some of these things were, you could get hurt, but I mean, you weren't jumping off 40-foot buildings or anything like that, I presume.
No. We left that to the guys who were, I was always crazy, but I was not absolutely 100% crazy. So I left it to those guys.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We got a lot of that. We got a lot of that in Oberon. You're going to see some wonderful, wonderful street fighting, martial art fighting, street fighting, some wonderful falls and terrific fire gags. Just very exciting stuff.
Hmm. Yeah. So the people should be looking out for that for sure, because that's it sounds like it's a good action movie, like you say, a popcorn one.
Yep.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Yeah. Was acting what you always wanted to do?
I think, I didn't really, I had, I went to school, I studied music theory, composition. I was flying a lot. I thought maybe I'd be a pilot when I was in college. But all of that changed one day when I followed a girl into the auditorium and to see if I could get lucky, and there was an acting class going on, and the teacher, Jack Holland, was a friend of my parents. He was an acting teacher teaching an advanced acting class at Orange Coast College, and I I got reacquainted with him and loved the class and the people. I got a job at South Coast Repertory, a very well-respected repertory company in Orange County, and started working the light and sound board. Shortly thereafter, I got an agent, which led to making some money. And once you make money, you kind of follow that gold vein to where it's ultimately going to end up. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of what happened to me.
Yeah. Now, were you influenced by your mother being an actress and your father?
Well, sure. You know, I was. I used to love to read lines with my mom and my dad when I was a little kid. And, there's a kind of a magic and a mystery about being on a television set, which I spent a lot of time on as a kid when I would go to set with my mom or my dad. And I think the romantic component of that really it played a big part of my development as a kid.
So you did spend time with Raymond Burr on the set of Perry Mason?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Yeah, it was Uncle Raymond to us.
Yeah. So then he knew you, and of course he knew your mom, when you became a regular on his movies, right?
Of course. Yeah, it was, in fact, the genesis of that story was I had finished Greatest American Hero. I had done Pippin with Bob Fosse on Broadway, which we shot with Ben Vereen and Gita Rivera. I was then on tour with George Rose, the late, great George Rose, doing Pirates of Penzance. We were on a national tour. Mm-hmm. And Raymond called me a few times, and he said, you know, he asked me to come and be a part of the reboot that they were doing for NBC of the Perry Mason specials, they called it. Mm-hmm. And I jumped at the chance. My agent got me out of my contract, and I flew from St. Louis to Toronto to shoot the very first one of those Perry Mason specials. And I stayed with that show for, gee whiz, 4.5 years. We did 4 shows a year. And I left that to do another series with Kennel called Top of the Hill, which only ran for 13 episodes, but that was a lot of fun. Yeah. But yeah, I loved working with my mom. She had done a few episodes of Greatest American Hero, and also she had played my mom in a John Milius film called Big Wednesday.
Yes, yeah. That's sort of like a cult film, isn't it? You were associated with surfers at that point, weren't you?
I was.
Yeah?
It was deemed, it was a Warner Brothers film, and then when it initially was released, it didn't do well, but subsequent to that, when it was released on DVDs and stuff, it became a big hit and became a cult favorite.
Yeah. Could you actually surf?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you weren't just saying, yeah, oh, yeah, I'll do anything,
Yeah, well... I've always been an actor, so that comes along with the territory.
Right.
You know, when they ask you, can you do something, you say, oh, yeah, I can do that.
Right.
Can you jump? Are you a skydiver? Oh, sure, I can do that. And then before the job starts, you go out and make sure you can do what you said you were going to do.
Right, yeah, jeez.
But in regards to surfing, I mean, I had grown up, I was lucky in that regard because I had grown up doing that.
Yeah. Now, like I said earlier in the introduction, that you were in the original film version of Stephen King's novel Carrie. How was that experience? How did you get that role?
It's kind of a famous story now to most people that know me. You know, George Lucas and Brian De Palma had joined forces with a particular casting director. And they saw just about every young up-and-coming actor and actress in Hollywood and in New York, I believe. And I was in and amongst that group and was not lucky enough to get Luke Skywalker, but lucky enough to get Tommy Ross.
Hmm.
So, and we all had, I think from both films, we all had good careers from them.
Right, yeah. So were there any other roles, like you mentioned Luke Skywalker, that you had tried out for that people would know and say, you know, wow, I didn't know you got that. You were trying out for that one.
Oh, gee. That's going back a ways, but yeah, I think there was a few films like that. The only one I can think of offhand is Midnight Express, many, many years ago.
Yeah.
I really wanted to do. And there was a few others in there, but I can't remember offhand.
Right, yeah.
Maybe if I wasn't driving along 75 miles an hour, I would be able to think more clearly.
Right.
I'm trying to vibe with my knees, eat a hamburger and drink a Coke and talk to you.
Well, hey, you're an actor. You can do almost anything, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm juggling with my right hand, too.
Bill, you're more talented than I thought.
I know. I amaze myself sometimes.
Right. Jeez. So as far as Overrun, I just want people to know that that is coming out on Blu-ray and DVD on August 17th. And now,
yep.
Did they have any kind of premiere for you with that movie?
No, that was, the only movies that get those kind of premieres and cinema time, you gotta have a budget, you know.
Right.
You gotta be $20 to $50 million plus, and you gotta have a big push by a studio or independence to do that. This is not that. It was less than $1 million, but it was really well spent. Every penny of it is up on the screen.
Yeah.
And we are doing we're doing what we can to make sure people watch it, because I think they're gonna like it.
Yeah. Well, I
thank you for your time and having me on, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'd like to finish up with one final question, if you got a second.
You only got one. Go ahead.
Okay. When you sit back and relax, what's your favorite TV shows now and of the past, and what are your favorite movies now and of the past?
My favorite TV shows. I don't watch TV regularly, and I try not to watch the news, because you never get unfiltered news. It's always got an angle.
Mm-hmm.
You watch the same stories on Fox as you watch on CNN, and they're both antithetical to one another.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't do that. And TV shows, I don't watch any serial type shows. The last show that I really liked was the first arc of True Detective. I really enjoyed that. Oh, I tell you what else I enjoyed was last year I watched the reboot of the Perry Mason that they did.
Yes.
Was that HBO or was that, yeah. And I really enjoyed that. I thought they did a great job with that. I liked the new guy who was playing Perry Mason. Forgive me if I can't remember his name. I just thought he was terrific.
Yeah. What about movies? Any favorite movies?
My movies, I'm not so much a fan of the comic book films, although that I have watched them and I enjoy those actors a lot, particularly Robert Downey Jr. I just think he is just, gee whiz, he's the best thing since sliced white bread. He's so good.
Yeah.
I like story films that are real stories.
Mm-hmm. Well, Bill, I want to thank you so much for spending this time with us, and people should run out and watch Overrun on August 17th, and I thank you so much.
Yeah, they can get it on, I think it's on VOD and some, you know,
mm-hmm.
You would know better than me, and you're gonna let our audience know exactly where they can find that.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Bill. Thanks for joining us.
I enjoyed it. Take care.
Big thank you going out to William Catt for joining us here at On Screen and Beyond. And if you get a chance, check out his new movie, Overrun, on August 17th. And it's a lot of fun. And also, you can catch him in some of his, you know, reruns and TV shows that he was on and movies. Carrie, if you get a chance, you want to see a really good movie. Carrie was a fantastic movie, the original. And also, you can catch him on The Greatest American Hero and all sorts of other stuff. So thank him so much for joining us here at On Screen and Beyond. Well, we are just about at the end of another episode of On Screen and Beyond. I want to remind you that if you get a chance, please leave a review at, you know, whatever podcast place that you download us, and tell a friend about On Screen and Beyond. Of course, that's the best way to get more people to listen. If you can tell them, you know, check it out. There's over 500 episodes. We are slowly putting them back up. We're over 200 now again, and we'll keep them going every day. We'll get you some of the old ones up there. And, of course, every once a week we put up a new episode, and we just keep them coming your way. And we've got a lot of great guests coming your way also. But if you'd like to make a suggestion for a guest, you can do that by sending me an email at feedback@onscreenandbeyond.com. Or if you're on any of the socials, Instagram or Twitter or whatever, you can send me a message on there, and I'll be glad to see what I can do about getting that person on, and we'll see if we can get them. So appreciate it if you do that. Also, like I say, leave a review if you can, and download. Get all those things downloaded, because they're all up there for you to enjoy, and it's just fascinating hearing some of these stories that people have to tell. So we've got, of course, like I said, people from the movie, TV, and music industry, and just so many of them out there. So that's it. That is a wrap for this episode of On Screen and Beyond. So until next time, when we once again take you on screen and beyond, I'm Brian Zemrak. Take care.